I wish our characters had more curiosity in them. I could have used a closer look at the damage we had done. They were putting up scaffolding and erecting a wooden curtain wall already. The glimpses I did catch awed me. I had only read about what the later versions of those fireball throwers could do. The face of the palace looked like a model of dark wax that someone had stuck repeatedly with a white-hot iron rod. Not only had stone melted and run, some had been vaporized. We had been released much earlier than usual. It was only mid-afternoon. I tried to walk too fast, eager to get away. Subradiel refused to be rushed. Ahead of us stood quiet crowds who had come to stare at the palace. Subradiel murmured something about 10,000 eyes. Chapter 9. I erred. That mass of people had not come just to examine our night's work and marvel that the Protector's dead men could be so frisky. They were interested in 4 Bodhi disciples at the memorial posts that stood 12 yards in front of the battered entrance, outside the growing curtain wall. One disciple was mounting a prayer wheel onto one of the posts. Another 2 were spreading an elaborately embroidered dark red-orange cloth on the cobblestones. The 4th, shaved balder and shinier than a polished apple, stood before a gray, who was 16 at the oldest. The Bodhi disciple had his arms folded. He looked through the youngster, who seemed to be having trouble getting across the message that these men had to stop doing what they were doing. The Protector forbade it. This was something that would interest even Mean Subradiel. She stopped walking. Sawa clung to her arm, with one hand and cocked her head so she could watch, too. I felt terribly exposed standing out there, 12 yards from the silent gawkers. Reinforcements for the young gray arrived in the person of a grizzled Shadar sergeant, who seemed to think the Bodhi's problem was deafness.
"Clear off!" he shouted. "Or you'll be cleared!"
The Bodhi with folded arms said, "The Protector sent for me." Not having gotten Mergen's report yet, Sara and I had no idea what this was about.
"Huh?"
The disciple preparing the prayer wheel announced its readiness. The sergeant growled, swatted it off the post with the back of his hand. The responsible disciple bent, picked it up, began remounting it. They were not violent people, the Bodhi disciples. Nor did they resist anything, but they were stubborn. The 2 spreading the prayer rug were satisfied with their work. They spoke to the man with folded arms. He bowed his head slightly, then raised his eyes to meet those of the elder Shadar. In a voice loud but so calm it was disturbing, he proclaimed,
"Rajadharma, the duty of kings! Know you! Kingship is a trust! The king is the most exalted and conscientious servant of the people!"
Not one witness had any trouble hearing and understanding those words. The speaker settled himself on the prayer rug. His robes were an almost identical shade. He seemed to fade into a greater whole. One of the secondary disciples passed him a large jar. He raised that, as though an offering to the sky, then dumped its contents.